From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we place a call back to Kenya to that Catholic missionary who spent the night with refugees fleeing violence.
First, in Afghanistan today, a suicide bomber killed six police officers and a road crew worker. It's more of the violence that has plagued the country since 9/11.
A refugee from it, 17-year-old Akila Sharafyur, is now a high school senior in Portland, Maine, and here she is with a radio essay.
My father kept 15 beautiful white doves in our backyard back in Afghanistan. He built a small birdhouse, and he kept them there. And the birds were really faithful. They really loved my father. What I remember, I used to go to the bird's house with my dad like all the time, whenever he went there. Because he usually, in the morning, he waked up early, and he went to bird's house, and he feed the birds. And then the birds will come outside, like, walk around, make the sound, the bird sound, like kind of like this, and I could hear the bird sound, and I would just wake up and run downstairs and go close to my dad and be around the birds. I was about 7 or 8 years old when the war started, and I knew it was war because when you go outside, it's so quiet, like you can't see any human beings. You feel like there's nobody lives in the country. Because everywhere is like hiding inside their house. All we could hear was the bomb explode, or we could hear the planes that they drop bomb. You could hear people crying, and you know that somebody got killed or something. As the war got worse, we would hide in the basement. We didn't have any windows or any door to go to it. It was just kind of like a big hole. You just walk into it. My poor father still went outside. My mom told him a lot of times to not go to bird's house, but she couldn't stop him. Nobody could stop my dad from going to the bird's house. He loved the birds like as if they were his own child. It was one day, that day changed everything. It was so quiet and peaceful. It felt like there was no war going on in the country. And my dad, that day in the morning, he looked so calm and quiet, really different. He wanted to go to his work, and I would just cry, run after him and say, please, please take me. But he's like, no, I'll come back. And I asked him if he could bring me gum, and he's like, sure. And he just walked away. Then 15 or 20 minutes later, we heard a bomb explosion, and then we heard another bomb explosion. And then my neighbor was screaming at us and telling us to get in the basement. And we all like kind of running and falling down on the ground. Then I heard like the guys, like all the neighbors, and they start coming inside the house. And they were like really nervous. And one of them was asking for me. He was keep calling my name and saying, I want to find your mom. Where's your mom? And my sister was like, she went to the bakery. But the guy didn't know where the bakery was. And he was like, I want to take Akila with me to the bakery. As I just entered in the bakery, I see my mom. And she would look at the guy and asking questions, what happened? And the guy would be like, everything is okay. I just want you to go to the house. But she was just crying and screaming. And the guy just told her, your husband, you lost your husband. She dropped the bread that she was cooking. She was like, she couldn't stand up from the ground. And the guy had to like pick her up. And then all of a sudden we got home and we saw my dad's body on the stretcher. And I saw my dad was covered with a white cloth. I knew that I lost my dad, but I was too young. I was thinking that he might come back, you know, one day. The neighbors decided to bury him in our garden. The mullah was reading the Quran, and my mom would just cry and cry, and she went to the bird's house, and she would just let the birds come out. And she would just tell my dad, you have gone now, and I would let the birds go just the way you're gone. As they were moving the body, the mullah was praying and saying the words loud, and the birds were following my dad, all the birds like lining up and flying. The same time, like a long trail of white doves following my dad to his grave.
Akilah Sharafier with help from the group The Telling Room, which assists refugees in writing about their lives. And we have more of their work at npr.org. And there's more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.